We are on, it says Daf Chaf Aleph, where Chaf Amud Beis towards the bottom by Bai Rami Bar Chama, which I think is at the fourth to last skinny line, or shorter line. Right, so Bai Rami Bar Chama, okay? Hayu Mugzaki B'Tavla Shehi Shelah. So the writing gets on some sort of tablet, and we know that the tablet belonged to her. Right? The problem is, again, that he has to be the owner. The person who is writing these things with a Baal Get. Right? So the Baal, the Amal, they're the ones who are supposed to be the it's supposed to be the Lova, actually. They're the ones who are supposed to be the owner. Bai Rami Bar Chama, Hayu Mugzaki B'Tavla Shehi Shelah, the Get Kasev Aleha, and the Get is written on it, Varehi Yotze B'Tachas Yado, and now it's in his hands. So how did he get it? So Vahu, what do we do? Mi Amrinan Aknuya Aknisale. Do we say that the woman was makne this tablet to her husband in order that he could write the get on it, and now she's megareshes because she was makne to him, and therefore it became his? Right? O Dilma, Machlokes about the girsa with the word isha here. O Dilma lo yada laknuye. She's not a bucky to know what the rules are when it comes to getting, and he said, we're going to write it, they agreed to get a divorce, guy has penniless, he says, okay, here, write it on this. And he just says, here, write it on this, it's not a good get, because it still belongs to her, and maybe she didn't know that you have to be mocking it to him. So that's the suffix. So, Amar Abai says, Tashma, I'll bring you a right. Right, Rashi says, let's go, lo yod laknunye, lo gamra umakniya the Davar she ain't believable to taste matana gemura. She didn't have it in her house to give it as a pure matana. Velo girsha ela b'shala, and she was only divorced with something that belonged to her. Va'anan ba'inan v'nasan, and we need that v'nasan meaning him to give to her. So now we're going to try to prove it from a case in Maseches Idyos. Amar Abaye Tashma Afhu, which I believe in that case over there is.
Is there in all cases she pays for it?
Yes, but we said that yesterday. She pays for it, but we had that Hefker raise and Hefker idea that because we have no idea what happened. All of a sudden, she has to get in her hand, and that we knew that was hers. It was her tablet. We didn't see what happened.
But it's her cloth always.
No, but maybe she was mocking it to him. That's the subject.
What he said in all cases.
What do you mean?
What case? Why is this different than any other case?
Every other case is in Basin, and we have Basin to it.
Yes. It's only in Basin she actually pays for the.
That's first of all, that's the kandar rabbanan that she pays for the cloth because we were worried about people not getting him not doing it.
Okay,
but in that case, when they're going through the rigmarole of Beis Din, we know we're following the procedures. Amar Abaye Tashma is Maseches Idyos, right? Afu Eid. So Rashi says it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, but the Rashash others point out that if you look at the Mishnah Idyos, it's from Chananya Sana Kohanim is quoting this. So maybe, I'm not sure why Rashi says it's Rehud ben Bava. Okay, Amar Rabbi, Tashma, Avhu Heyi, he also testified, Akvar Katon Shehayu Bitzad Yerushalayim, there was a small village that was in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, Vahayabo Zakein Echad, there was one, this elderly man, or this, you know, Zakein could also be a Tamachachim, Vahayu, and this Zakein was Malve Lecho B'nei Akvar, he was the money lender for the entire Akvar, he used to lend money to everybody, Vikosei B'Ksav Yado, and he would write the Shtar Chov in his own handwriting, on his own star, on his own paper, which is not the right way to do it. The star is supposed to be prepared by the Lova, right? And the Masa came before the Chachamim, the Hichshiruhu, and they were Machshir all the Staros. The Gemara says, Va'amai, Haba'ina Sefer Mikna Vileka. We learn this card, this is from the Yirmiyo, Rashi says, Haba'ina Sefer Mikna, Sheha Makne, the one being Kone, the one getting the item, Sarich Lichtov Es Hashtar, Sadi Mukhurolach, the Mukhranafkala, the Perikamadi Kedushin. You have, so I guess over here, the Kenyan star, we learn that the Mocher or the Makna has to write it on his own. So why do we hear, I'm not sure, why is he not the Makna here? And why does that make any difference here? Because that's a case of Kenyan. Here's somehow they're assuming, based on that the Lova is the one who has to write the star. Let's keep that assumption. I'm not sure why. But the Lova has to write the star, and here you have the Malvin writing all the staros, and the Chachamim said it was good. El la mishum dar minunak nuri maknilu. Must be because he knows the halachos, and he was makne the staros to the Lovim, to the borrowers, and that's why it was acceptable. So therefore, so just like he was makne, we'll say that the woman would be makne. They're familiar with the halachos. So Amarava, my kusha. How can you, that's not a raya. Dilma, Zakin Shani the Yodel Aknuye. Maybe the Zakin is different because he knows. He knows the halachas. A, he's a professional lender. Right? He deals with hard money loans, soft money loans, whatever he does. He deals with loans all the time. So he knows the rules. Who says that she knows the rules? Like a Rashi. Zakin Shani the Yodel Aknuye. Shehu Chacham. The Yodel She'eno Shtar El Imkein Mechniu Lo Lagamre. The Gomer Daitu Makne. So he has a full Gemir's Das to make the to full Kenyan to the borrowers. Aval Isha lo yada kuli hai. She doesn't know these halachas. Velo gamer laknuya b'dayte al b'shteil alma. She doesn't know that she has to do it. She's not an expert in divorce. She doesn't get divorced every day. She doesn't know. So she may not have had full gemiras das to actually be makne the star to the husband.
Why do you think she just didn't know that halacha and she knew the rest of the
halachas?
Star.
But we're not concerned with the other halachas or star.
What
other halachas?
It was done.
She doesn't write to get. Right now, we're focused on the idea that we have this tablet that we know was hers. So we look before we even get off the ground. How does it even work? If it's hers, it's not a good star. Okay.
She doesn't come out to be there. She can have a shliach accepted for
her. Understood. But she has to appoint that shliach. But we'll get to that.
So I'm saying so her knowledge could be minimal of the whole process.
No, but yeah, I understand. But we're dealing here with a specific problem. We have a specific problem we're trying to deal with.
Trying to answer his question.
Right, yeah, so I agree with you. We're dealing with this one specific problem that we have to approach and to deal with. So Shani Yadal Akni. So the Gemara says Ella Amarava from here. We'll answer the stuff from here. Mehacha. Arev. Right, you have Arev is a co-signer. Hayote la achar chitum staros. Right, the shul should be familiar with co-signers. Hagove minichasim nechorim. If the co-signer, the guarantor, signs on the loan post the loan. He signs afterwards. So you still can collect from him, but only from his nechasim b'nei chorim, only from his unencumbered properties. Right? Because I guess there's no kol, because there was a kol when the shtar is written, not necessarily a kol later. Right? So Rashi, look at Rashi. He says, minechasim b'nei chorim, avalo mi mishabidi. You can't collect from his encumbered properties. Kevan delek shtar be'edim. There are no edim on his co-signature. There's no edim on his guarantee, right? Because by edim less lekala, but have like a milvah peh. So it's almost like a milvah peh, and therefore we can collect from unencumbered properties. Alma, so let's support proof over here. Kol adam nami makne. All people are makne. Again, the arev, the guarantor, is essentially a lova. He's essentially a borrower because you can collect from him. So he would have the same rules as the borrower, which would mean that the shtar that he signs on would have to be produced by him. Here, that's not happening. What's happening? He's signing on the shtar. It's already in the hands of the lender, already in the malva. So the malva here, apparently, he's just a stam malva. He's not the zucking out there. The stam malva would know to make if this thing is valid. Must be that the malva is makne the shtar to the guarantor, who then signs it, and then the malva keeps it. Right? Finish the Rashi. Alma kol adam nami makne the ha hai shtara. It's already clearly in the malva's hand, so it belongs to him. How does the nechassim, even the nechassim nechorim, how are they encumbered now to the, how is it a guarantee, a valid guarantee? How about in a sefer makna? We just said before, you need a sefer makna. That has to be, from the paper, it has to be provided by the lova. And the arev here is considered the lova. Must be that the malve was makna, very dangerous. He was makna the shtar milve to the guarantor. Guarantor then signs and then gives it back to him. I think there's that little time lag over that. It could be dangerous. He makna it to the guarantor and he runs away with it. That's scary. But for the malve.
But he makna be done.
What?
It
could be, but he has to make sure he does it. He does it the right way. You have to make sure. So they see from here again that Stam people know these halachas. The Gemara says, a little politically incorrect, Amar Vashi Maikusha, Dilma Gavra Shani the Yodel Aknuye. Maybe a man knows, and that's it. Maybe the man knows, and the woman doesn't know. I think maybe you could just say is that you're talking about commerce. Commerce is a day-to-day activity. So people who are involved in this may be more familiar with the halachas of day-to-day commerce as opposed to a gittin, which is not necessarily, I mean, it happens on a daily basis, but it doesn't necessarily happen to that individual on a daily basis.
That's why you should go to a lawyer.
That's why you should go to a lawyer, yes, you should go to a lawyer.
Where did it go from two lawyers?
What? Ella, and I don't even know my own business. So just Ella, Amar of Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Mehacha. You have to do it. This is a proof from here. We have a Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis, Amud Beis, tomorrow's Daf. Isha Koseves Esgita. The ish kosef is shovro she'ein kiyum haget ela b'chosamav. The woman writes the get, the man writes the receipt, because we're only concerned about the signatures. This is making Rashi. Isha kosef as gita umakti lelabal v'yolan ilei. It's a favorite mishnah. I don't know about that to go through this whole Shaka Tari. It's a favorite mishnah. The woman writes the get. Period. On her stuff. But Ish Kosev as Shovro, he writes the receipt. Perion Aksuva Shafara. It's basically a receipt that he paid. He paid the Ksuva. Umakneo Isha and gives it to her. Vihimach Temas Edim. Umosraso Lo Luraya Biyodo. And then she puts on the Edim and sends it back. Right? Because it says, Ein Kiyum Haget El Bekosamov. The kashas of the get or the shtar, there doesn't matter who writes it. It's basically the validity is established by the signatures. So the Mishnah says clearly that she's writing again. Must mean that she knows that she has to be makne this piece of paper to the husband in order for it to be valid. Okay, that seems to be fairish in the Mishnah. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says another case, again we mentioned yesterday about a case of an Eved, right? It was looks like it was his, and then she found it in her property. How about now? Amar Rava, Kasev lo get. He writes for her a get. And he puts it in the hands of his Eved. And then she writes a Shtar Matana on the Eved. Right? And the get is in the Eved's hands. So Rava says, Kinasu, she was kone the Eved, umiskareshesbo. And she's divorced with the get that is in the Eved's hands. Look at Rashi. Kinasu la Eved v'shtar matana zeh, v'get b'yado, d'havile hai Eved l'chatzera. The moment she Kona the Eved is her chatzer. So she's Kona the get via her chatzer, right? V'gita v'chatzeru b'olok e'echad. He had to say that the get and the chatzer come simultaneously. They come at the same time. So that's why she's Kona the Eved, and she's Kona the Eved, and thereby she's Kona the get, and thereby she's divorced. So the Gemara says, am I? Well, okay, that makes sense, but there are certain halachas regarding a chatzer. In order for a chatzer to be Kona, the chatzer has to be a stationary chatzer. That's the rules. You have the kind of a chatzer mishaleches, a non-stationary chatzer, that's not kona for somebody. Va'amai, chatzer mehalechas hi, the chatzer mehalechas lo kona. Right? A wandering chatzer, they cannot be kona. Right? Rashi says, chatzer mehalechas, the chi amor rabbanon, chatzero shel adam kona lo, lav bechatzer mehalechas amor. The shari mi karkoi, because the chatzer mehalechas is different from karka, din nayadi, right? Mi karkoi, de lo nayadi. Non-property, real estate doesn't move. Metaltlin or Chatzim Alechas moves, right? The Rav Gufei Amred Lo Kani B'Shnayim Osim, and Rav himself is the person who says in Bava Metzia that Chatzim Alechas is not Konya. So how is he saying here that the Eved is who's a Chatzim Alechas will be Konya to get for her?
Let's say it was a piece of real estate, and the Shtar was on the real estate, and he gave her a Shtar to sell the real estate. Then she'd be Konya.
If she's Konya the real estate and the Shtar at the same time. His real estate, you're saying.
His real estate.
Leaves the get in the real estate.
Leaves the get in his house. And then he transfers the house over to her.
With the get inside.
The get inside.
So then that would be a chatzer.
That would be the kosher.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't put into her chatzer, the typical case where he throws it into her chatzer.
Right, no, so here we're saying here that this is...
The
chatzer
and then
the chatzer. The chatzer and the get, a chatzer
would get a boy kecha. Why would we go on chatzer when we can do Eved Kaka?
But the problem is, Eved is Kikarka, but the problem is that you have another rule of Chatzim Halechas.
I understand that, so you have two.
But Karka is also only Kona because of your Chatzir. In Shia's case, this is, it says he has, well, you get a house, or a field, whatever it is.
In this case, the exact same case as this, except one's a field and one's a...
Right, so in the field it will work, and the Eved would not work, because the field is stationary, the Eved is not stationary.
Right.
So V'chi Tema, so maybe you say, but Omid, maybe you say he's standing still. So Amar Kol She'ilu Mahalich Lo Kana Only the Yoshev Lo Kana. Now something that could just on its own get up and walk, and if it would walk, it wouldn't be Kona. So too, when standing still, would be Kona. So the Gemara says V'Hilchasa B'Kachos. He's tied down. All right, so he's tied down.
Can be Kona if he has the ability to walk.
If he has the ability to walk around, it's considered
Halach. So
the hands
no,
right? Because then you're not kone b'shim chatzer. That's the question. Rashi asked that question on the Mishnah. What about the case of the Mishnah? Because in that case, you're not kone the get b'shim chatzer. You're kone the Eved. The Eved is the get.
That's what my Eved
is. It's written on the Eved, so the Eved himself is the get. Here, so you're not. So you're by be mocking the get. You can be kone a slave. But you can't. The slave is the get. Rashba says here it's the a separate piece of paper is being held by the eved.
So I can't take it and put it on my wife's donkey.
On your wife's donkey.
She has to put it on the
donkey. Yeah, if it's written on the donkey, that's
written on the donkey.
Right.
She has a donkey. I'm giving it to her. I'm putting it on her.
No,
donkey.
According to this, no. That's a chatzar min halachas.
But when a donkey walks in,
but when you write it on, but when you write it on the ear of the para, and then you give the para, then the para is the get.
Because the item is not being mocked for you.
Correct, right? It's, there's no intermediary. Exactly. Yeah, it itself is the get.
In the case where he threw it at her and it wasn't her kosher, he threw it at her, and then they couldn't find it afterwards.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was still get kosher.
That was her.
Donkey, just moving.
But that throwing over. I remember the case was over there with the barrels. We said it was.
Don't say
it's her. No, it said they gave it. In that case, they gave it to her, and then he tossed it. Right?
He threw it towards her.
Well, he threw it in.
He threw it
amongst the barrels.
Property of barrels.
Yeah.
But it was her. But it was.
That's
but that's not movable anymore. It had to be her klutzer. If it's not her klutzer, it can't be put. It has to be somehow that's hers. It has to be something that's hers. Okay. So v'hilchos abe kafos must be a case where it's tied down. Tosafot says kafos and sleeping. Not sure it had to be both. He says kafos v'yoshon, but then that's considered tied down enough. That's enough to create him to be not moving. Just I guess he willingly can't move because he's tied down. That would be valid. Okay. But amar Rava. Rava says another din. Similar case. We said mentioned before. Kasev la get. He takes a get. V'unisano b'chatzero. And he puts the get in his chatzer, right? Like he says it's in his house or his chatzer. He deposits the get in his field. Because of la shtar matana alav, and he writes a shtar matana for her on the field. Kinas uhu, she's koneh the field umiskareshes bo, and she's koneh the get. I mean, it's simply the same case.
Why is it different?
Okay, it's different. Why? Because this is not a chatzer mehalechas.
Yeah, so it's better.
Of course. Yeah. So why do we need both cases, you're asking?
Yeah.
So Gemara says, Tzricha, I need both cases. Gemara says, Tzricha, I need both cases, right? Tzricha, di'i ashmi in an eved, I just had the case of the tie-down eved, that it works, havamina, I would say, dafka eved, that it would work specifically for an eved, aval chatzer, when it came to a chatzer, I wouldn't validate it, because ligzer mishum chatzera haba'a la'achar mikan. Because there's a possibility to confuse it with another case, the case of Chatzera Habala Achar Mikan. What is that case? Look at Rashi. Chatzera Habala Achar Mikan. Kigon Nasan La Get B'Chatzer Chavero. The man deposits the get in his friend's field. V'Halach Bala Chatzer. And then the owner of the field goes U'Machar La Es HaChatzer. O Nasan La Sabet Matana. And then the owner of the field, meaning not the husband, then
transfers
the field, ownership of the field to her with the get in it. Havada ain't a megareshes. She's certainly not megareshes in that case. Demand got megareshla. Who was megaresher? The shekagatan habal haget bechatzer lo shela haisa. When the husband deposited the get into that field, the field wasn't hers. So there's no destina then.
Look. That was before. Yeah.
Correct. So there was no destina of get to the woman.
Right.
Okay. It wasn't hers, and therefore she couldn't be koneh midin chatzer. And then when the chatzer does come into her field, after the second guy sells it to her, doesn't come to her hands from the koach of the husband. It's nothing. So maybe you would say we'd be concerned, we'll make a gzera from, because this case is no good, we'll make a gzera of a chatzer, then you're not allowed to do it. Only by the eved you would be okay. The Gemara says, therefore we learn that if you do it in the case of the chatzer, we don't make this gzera. Okay. The iash mi'inan, and if you would learn the chatzer, just the case of the chatzer, hava mina dafka chatzer, that would specifically apply to the chatzer, aval eved, but by eved we would say it would work, because the case of being tied down is the only case that would work, and we'll make a gzera that it doesn't work in kafos because it doesn't work legitimately. It doesn't work if it's not tied down. So eved ligzer kafos atu she'enu kafos kamash malan. We don't make these gezeros, and therefore both in the case of the eved who's tied and in the case of the chatzer, if he deposits the get in that area and then transfers ownership of either the eved or the chatzer to the woman with the get in there, then she's koneh that object or the field, and she's koneh the get, and she's divorced. Okay. So Amar Abaye now argues. Again, this was all Rava. Abaye argues. He says, I have a technical problem with this. Amar Abaye Michte, why is she really divorced? Chatzer mehecha isra bei. What's the svara that we learn that chatzer is kona? right? Chatzer learns miyada. We learn it from the fact that it's miyada. Chatzer is kolim din yad. Also kolim din shlichas, but he says din yad. So ma yada, what are the rules? So therefore, Rabbi is setting up, he's saying that chatzer has to have the same rules as yad. Because you're learning chatzer from her hand. Now when it comes to her hands, once you put it in her hands, whether she agrees to or doesn't agree to it, it's considered a get. Right? He says, miyada. Ma yada, the isa be'midaita ben al karcha, she's migareshes bal karcha, is before any of the takanas, she's migareshes bal karcha. Af chatzera, the isa be'midaita ubein bal karcha. So when it comes to a chatzer, it would have to be the same rule that she can get, that it should be able to be forced upon her. But by a chatzer, that's not the case. Because when I don't have to accept the matana,
right.
So he says, but b'ha matana midaita isa bal karcha lesa. If you give it to her as matana or a sale, she has to be two sides to the party, two sides to the contract. She has to accept it. So yeah, it makes sense. But we didn't get it. Doesn't work because chatzar has to work the way the same yad has to work. If it doesn't work bal karcha b'yad, it doesn't work bal. If it says it doesn't work bal, it would have to work bal karcha. It says it doesn't work bal karcha by matana. This whole setup doesn't work. Let's look at Rashi. He says, you see, ma yada, second to last in the short lines, ma yada di isa begerish in al karcha, af chatzera ba'ina nami, we would also need in chatzera, to lahave be'mi daita be'mi bakarcha. It would have to happen willingly or unwillingly. Kigon chatzera shahaita shalah, kodim shazarka get lezocha. Right, that would be, bal karcha would be if you just tossed a get into her field that she already owned from beforehand. But bal karcha leka by a matana. D Amri E F she the kabel matanu menu. If she says I don't want to take a present from this guy, lo kanya la ha chatzer velo misgar sheba. She wouldn't accept the chatzer and she would be divorced. The ha amra lo nichli lemikne. I don't want to be kone. So therefore, in order the way it's just set up, in order for chatzer would only be able to work if it works the same way the way the yad works. And since yad works ben bal karcha ben lo bal karcha, matana is not can be rejected. So the only way chatzer would work is if she pre-owned the chatzer, is what the Bai is saying. Because then it would work bal karcha. So the Gemara, so Rav Simi now comes and says, wait a second, what about shliach lekabala? V'ha shlichus lekabala, dimidaita isa, bal karcha lesa, kahavi shliach lekabala. When it comes to shliach lekabala, it's another setup, right? Shliach kabala also, he says, works midin yad, I guess. Right? Rashi says, v'ha shlichus, third wide line, v'ha shlichus isha osa shliach lekabala midaita. She has to be one to acquiesce to make her shliach kabbalah. It's her shliach kabbalah. About bal karcha ain't an asa shluchos tizkarish bekabbaloso. It doesn't work bal karcha that to someone to appoint a shliach for her can't be. It just doesn't make sense. Aval bal osa shliach lahalacha v'nosin lal karcha. But the husband can send a shliach lahalacha and send it to her. That's just Rashi pointing out. So he's saying now, you see that you have shliach lekabbalah that only works if she acquiesces. It doesn't work bal karcha, yet it still works. I'm assuming shlichos midin yad, right? So shliach doesn't have that same setup. It's only midaita and not bal karcha. So Rabbi says, which is what Yossi is probably saying, there's no comparison between shlichus and chatzer. Rabbi, atu shlichus miyada is rabbi. Shlichus doesn't come midin yad. Shliach v'shilach v'shilcha is rabbi. Is a pasuk in Torah says v'shilcha mibeso. Right? Rashi says. It doesn't say it. Okay. He says, you were trying to make this to knock me off by saying that the same din that you're saying by chatzer applies by shlichus, and by shlichus is only what she acquiesces, not bal karcha, so we don't have a problem. But that's only assuming that shlich has learned midin yad, just like chatzer has learned midin yad. But I'm not learning shlich midin yad. I'm learning shlich from a different source. It's from a different source. I don't have to have, I'm not hamstrung by the rules of yad. And he says, mishlich v'shilchus rabbi. Right, that's in the pasuk of, right, it's where do we learn this? It says later on, Samach Beis. Right, the part says in the Torah, it says Veshilcha Mibeso. It could have said Veshilach Mibeso. What's Veshilcha? Right, it said that also the woman makes a shliach, and therefore, since shliach the Kabbalah is not learned from Yada, then it's the Kabbalah is only if she acquiesces, not if it's bal karcha. So the Gemara says Ibais Ema. Another way to answer is I can find the case of shliach the Kabbalah even bal karcha. It exists. In one specific case, but it still exists in the world of Gittin. The Kabbalah Nami Ashkechon Bal Karcha Shekena Av Mekabel Get Libito Ketana Bal Karcha. If the girl is a minor, the husband can accept a get on her behalf against her will. He can accept a get. What? Sorry. The father. The husband gives it. The father can accept a get. Correct. The father can accept the get on behalf of his daughter Bal Karcha. So you see that Bal Karcha is in the that. Bal Korach was in the realm of Shlichus to Kabbalah. So even if you would hold that Shlichus is Mitam Yad, you still can find a case of Bal Korach. And once there's a case of Bal Korach in the realm of Shlichus, it would stick. The whole concept of Shlichus would satisfy this concept. Right? Right, Katana, the last word. Avia Mekabal Git, bless Rashi. Avia Mekabal Gita Kidanathlam Ksuvus. Okay, that's just like he can accept the Kiddushin, he can accept the Gershon Army F as well. Okay, next. Back in the Mishnah. We said that you write to get on anything. You can even write to get on the other Shal Zayas, on the Keren of the Para, and you give her the cow, right? And you can write on the hand of the Eved, and or any body part of the Eved, and I guess they would say it's tattooed, and you give her the Eved. Sorry?
Tattooed.
That was yesterday. Yeah, that was yesterday. We mentioned it was mitzvah. That was yesterday. You didn't do yesterday stuff yet?
Only half.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. Okay. So, get the notes. So,
I was into you from 7 years ago last night.
I gave it 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I could have prepared easily then. Okay. So Bishlama Yad the Eved. I understand why the Yad of the Eved, I guess, works. Because lo efshar l'nixie, you can't really cut it off. You can't chop it off. Why not? Rashi says, interesting, he says, the shayach b'mitzvos, ve'eno rashay l'chavalbo. You're not allowed to do chaval on him. You're not allowed to hurt him. Right? And also he says, ve'im chavalbo yotze l'cheiros. And if you work over him, the guy would go free, alma ein rashay l'chavalbo. You're not permitted to do that. Like I said, you're also not permitted to tattoo him. So why is one different than the other? All right.
That's a better answer.
Okay. Lo efshar l'mixie. Aval keren shal para. But when it comes to the horn of the para, lik sevi lesela, you have to cut it off and give it to her. Right? So, amakra.
So, what's the issue?
Yes, what's the answer?
Why can't he give her the horn? Why do you have to do the horn?
You're right, but you can't. So, the Gemara answers, amakra, because of inasin la, mishin mechutzar el ksiva nasina, yotzaze, shemechutzar, ksiva unasina. It has to be, you can't have that step in between. It has to be kasav and then given. Yes, you have to give, you can't write. Chop it off and then give.
But horns are made to be cut off.
So?
So therefore it's...
But it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter. Some paper on a pan is also meant to be ripped off. Paper has to be separated before you write it.
But it's a lot different writing on a hand where you're not going to... The Matzias is not going
to cut. Right, but it doesn't matter what the Matzias is not. You're not allowed to have... In order for it to be a valid get, it can't be cut off. It has to be written and given. You can't write a get on a pad of paper and then rip off the paper and give it to her. It has to be on a separate piece of paper. It has to be clear.
If
someone
get in New York and say, take it down to my wife in Hong Kong,
right.
Until he has to go now,
so they have the shlichus in there. So that so the shlichus is still here. He's still him. It's still him. The shlichus is still the husband. There's still the wife.
Right.
You don't have that. You say that the shlichus is a separate step. It's not. It's shlichus. Shlichus. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosef Lili says that you cannot write it on Davar Sheish Baruchayim, you can't write it on the cow, or on the Ulo Ala Ochlim, you can't write it on foodstuff. So the Gemara is not going to explain what the sources of Rabbi Yosef Lili. He says you can't do it on any of this stuff. My time, the Rosh Yossi Haglili. What is his source? Desanya, we learned it in a Brisa. So it says in the Parsha of Gerishin, 1 second, I just want to find Rashi before I go. It says, Desanya, Sefer, right? It says, because of a Sefer Krisos, Amy, Ella Sefer. I don't know, Sefer would normally mean a cloth. That's the definition of a sefer. Minayin l'rabo is called davar. How do we know to include everything? Talmud lomar v'kasev lo. Just write it for her. So if it says v'kasev lo, mikol makom. So imkei matam lomar sefer. If you write it anything, what do you need the word sefer for? So my sefer she'ein bo davar she'ein bo ruachayim ve'einu ochel. Just like a sefer is something that doesn't have any wind of life and it's not edible. I've called davar she'ein bo ruachayim ve'einu ochel. So to everything that can be, it can't be anything that has life in it, or is edible.
So you can't write it on a banana.
You cannot write it on a banana. You cannot write it on a banana. That'd be interesting. All right. Okay. Right, he says... Fine, don't need the Rashi over there. Fine. So the Gemara says, Rabbanon, so what do they learn from the word Sefer? Right? Rabbi Yossi and Glili just said from the word Sefer, I'm excluding Davar Sheish Baruch Chayim and Michael. But the Rabbanon don't exclude that. So what do they use from the word Sefer? So he says, Rabbanan, I kasiv bas sefer, in the sefer, kidya markta. It would be like you said, you'd be correct. However, hashta now, diksiv kasiv lo sefer, not bas sefer, just a sefer, lisfir zvarim huda asa. Sefer here means comes to teach us that you have to write the story. It's not talking about the object that's supposed to be written on, it's talking about what's supposed to be written in, which is the story. Rashi says, hashta diksiv sefer, Ein zo ela because of Sfiras Divrei Krisos, who tell the story of the divorce. Valkoma de Boy Lichto. I mean, whatever you want to write it, you can write it on it, as long as it follows other certain rules that we've established. Okay, so then. So that's what says. So that's what sefer means. So v'rabbanon ha'vikasav my avdilei. So what does he do with the word vikasav? Right? For sefer now just means you can write in anything. So what does vikasav now mean? So he says mibayluhu b'ksiva migareshes ve'ein migareshes b'kesef. It has to be a writing to divorce. You have to have a written story for divorce. You can't divorce with money because you may have had the havamina to learn it out from kiddushin. Because sachadai dechamina akish yitzila havaya. I would make a hekesh to her leaving the marriage to her entering the marriage. Right? Mahavaya b'kesef. Just like Havaya is, it's Bekesher, Star, and Bia. So we have the Star. Bia makes no sense. So Mahavaya Bekesef, Af Yitzir Nami Bekesef. Then maybe Kesef would also work. Hareya Mikureshesli B'Tabazu or something like that. You would be divorced. You're mocked at that. So Kamash Malan, the Apostle comes to teach you that it's Bekesef. That the only Star, or only a Ksiva works to divorce, not any other methodology.
But didn't we have a case yesterday where he wrote him gold or something?
Correct.
He gave that?
Correct. So they said the gold there was for the ksuba, but there was actual ksiva on the right. He didn't give her the gold and say he wrote the get on the gold. He etched the get into the gold.
So if you would write on the gold here, give it.
Yeah, well, same as that's like yesterday. Okay. The question though there was, can that count for the get like and the ksuba? Right. Fine. So the idach. So, how does the other one, Yosek Lili, who learns from the word vikasav, that you can write it on anything that's similar to a klaf, how does he know that you can't be mikareshes bekesef? Because the Chachamim learned that specifically from that word vikasav, and he has vikasav or something else. So, nafgalei mi sefer krisus. Sefer korsav ain't davar acher korsa. He has a limit of sefer krisus, only a sefer divorces her and not nothing else. All right, the idach, the Chachamim who already know that you need a ksiva to divorce her from a katsav. So what do they learn? The smichus of sefer to krisus. What do they learn? He just made a limud there. How do they make that limud? So he says, mi boi lei to say, davar koreis beino lebeino. It has to be something that completely separates them. She can not have any ties to him at all. It has to be complete separation. Kidasanya, like we learned in the following brisa, the guy says to the woman, "Hareze gitech al menash lo tishti yayin leolam." Have to add, or al menash lo techli beis avich leolam. This is your get on condition that you don't do a certain action forever. That is not considered a get because she is forever tied to him. Because at any moment that she would do that thing, she would no longer be divorced. So there's no complete separation, right? But if he says this is your get on condition that you don't drink for 30 days, that's a valid snai in the get, because comes 30 days, she doesn't drink, it's a complete natika, a few separation.
How far does it go? A year, 2 years, or you don't know?
It doesn't say here yet. We'll learn that when we get to the sugya. Hare shloshim yom, hare ze get. Okay, v'idach. So they learned that from the smichos of sefer krisus. Rav Yosef Glili already learned something else from Sefer Krisus. So where does he learn this din from? So the Idach, he says, Mikores Krisus. The fact that Torah wrote Sefer Krisus and didn't write Sefer Kores, that's enough for him to be allowed to make this limud. The Idach, so what do they learn from Kores Krisus? They say that's not a distinction. Kores Krisus lo darshi. They don't make that drasha. That's usually how these types of Gemara ends, with one person just saying, that you don't make the drasha all for that, and therefore they end it. You good? Okay. All right. Next. No, it's a good question about where the limitation is. I don't know what the limitation is. Amanash lo tishti 30 days. Okay, that's considered a separate. How about 10 years, 15 years? At what point does it become that it's not a complete separation? I don't know. Okay, next, Mishnah. Ein kosvin b'mechuba lakarka. You may not write a get on something that is attached to the ground, because again, like we said before, at the time that you write the get, it has to be right if to be immediately given over to her. You can't have an extra activity to have to be done, which would be to cut it from the ground. But let's say ksava b'mechubar. The Gemara's answer right away. What do you mean? This is a mechubar. Now you say you wrote it on something that's mechubar. So ksava b'mechubar. You wrote it on mechubar. I guess Adam haven't signed it yet. Then tilasho. Then you detached it. B'chasamo. And then he had Adam signed to get unisanolo. And then gave it to her when it was detached. That is kosher. That's kosher because I guess this Mishnah is saying that the ikur is the chasima. And if the ikur is the chasima, then the chasima was done without being attached. Rabbi Yehuda Posel, he says it's apostle Everything has to be about metalosh. The ksiva and the chasima have to be done when it is detached. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, ein kosvin, you cannot write the get, lo al hanir hamachuk, a parchment, I guess, that it was already erased. I guess these are things that I guess you can be mizayif, you can forage. The lo al hadiftara, diftara I think is a cloth that is not tanned appropriately, right? Mipneshu yachol hisdayif, because those are wont to be forged. Right, Rashi says, once it's erased, he says, nir hamachuk, yachol lachsol mechoko ad ha'edim, you can already erase it up to the edim, you can add just erase it all the way down, and then leave the edim, rewrite the get with a crazy tonight, and I have the edim on there. So if you see erasures underneath it, we're not going to accept the get. Fine. So the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah said, "Ain kosim davar mechubar," and it says if you wrote it on something that's mechubar. So the Gemara asks, "Ksava al mechubar?" You wrote it on mechubar, but ha'amarta resha, you just said in the beginning, "Ain kosim." Then you may not write it on something davar mechubar. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Shmuel, v'hu sheshir makom hatorif. When the Mishnah wrote that if you wrote to get mechubar, it becomes kosher, that's talking about where you left, what you only wrote when it was mechubar was the boilerplate. But the ikur, right, Rashi, right, Rashi says, the torif is makom, what is giluyav shel star? Yes, that's something that identifies the star, separate, like giluyav shel star. It's makom ha'ish va'ish v'azman. The place of the man and the woman and the zman. I don't know if we mentioned his name over here. So remember that was a machlokas about the names. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'hu sheshir makom hatorif. V'chein Amar Belazar, Amar Moshe, v'hu sheshir makom hatorif. V'chein Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu sheshir makom hatorif. Just in case you weren't sure, it's a case of where they left over the ikar part of the get was not written when it was mechubar. It was only the boilerplate was written when it was mechubar. Okay. And then the Gemara comes to explain and says, and also, not only that, you should know...
You deal with the Kasav and Matzah, though. And if the Torah is written, is the Torah not part of the Kasav and Matzah?
Correct. No, the Torah is, the Tofis is not. Torah is the main part.
Right, it's a boilerplate. You're saying that's a boilerplate.
No, the Torah is the Ikar again. You left over the Ikar again. According to what we're saying right now, that as long as you left over the Torif, and you did not write the Torif when it was Mechubar, and you left over, you did not write the Ikar Get, the names and the places, then it's fine. Because that was written post Ketzitza. Alright, but and the Gemara now adds, Rabbi Lezeri, according to this answer, we must say that the Mishnah is going according to Shita Rabbi Lazar. The Amar Edim Asira Karse, who says that the Iker is on the Edim. The Iker is the Edim Asira, and therefore it's Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Lazahi, Masnisin, Debai Ksiva Betalush. Our Mishnah that requires that the writing has to be separated must be the Dorish Vikasav, the Kra Ksava Get. He says Vikasav must be going on the writing of the get, Velova Khasimas Aid, it must be Rav Elazar, Damra Khasimas Get Enim in the Torah. We don't sign the get midoraisa, it's only midirabanan. Hilkach Vikasav the Kra Aksava Get Kai. When the Pasuk says Vikasav, that's going on the ksiva. So the Iker aspect of the get is the ksiva. That's why it has to be separated when they, for the ksiva, which we're saying is the which is the Torif, it has to be that's considered the ksiva that has to be separated.
So what can be written? Correctly?
The Tofis can be written. It's this, the boilerplate.
Isn't that the ksiva you're saying is a shame?
Correct.
Bahachi
ka'amar, and this is how you read the Mishnah. Ain kosvin, you cannot write Tofis. Right, you should not be writing the Tofis, which is the boilerplate. Shema yichtov Torif. Because maybe you'll write the Torif on the get. But let's say you did it anyway. If you did, Ksava the Tofis, you wrote the Tofis when it was Mechubar. The Talasho, and then you chopped it off. And Ksava the Torif, and then wrote the Torif when it's not Mechubar, when the son alone gave it to her, then it'll be Kasher. It's Kasher, but yeah, but you can do that because the Iker part is the Ksiva. What's considered Ksiva is the shame ear, shame, that's, and that has to be separated.
Why is that only according to Rabbi Elazar? Why is that only according to Rabbi Elazar?
Because according to Rabbi Meir, we'll see in a second, Reish Lakish Amar, Chasamo Shaninu. We're talking about Mamash the Chasima. Because according to Rav Meir, he doesn't care about the Ksiva. The Iker part of a Kasiva is the Chasima. So
Reish Lakish, if it's attached to the thing, Midiraisa, it's Kasher.
as long as we're going to see in a moment, as long because Reish Lakish is saying according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, the only thing that has to be when it's separated is the chasimos, because that's the ikar part of the get. What?
The chasimos derabanan.
No, Rav Meir, the chasimos of the raisa. Rav Lazar, the chasimos of the rabbanan. Reish Lakish Amar chasamos shaninu. It's the chasim of mamish, and right it says because what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said. And he signed it. So when so Rav Yochanan says chasamo over here means it's the one talking about the tofes, the torif of the get. Reish Lakish says no, chasamo means literally you signed it afterwards. Then that'd be fine. But the only person who would say that signatures alone when it's katzutz, when it's separated, is good would be Rav Meir, right? Reish Lakish amar chasamo shani nu. Rav Meir he damar edi chasim ekarsi. V'hachik amar. This is how you read the Mishnah. Ein kosim torif. You can't even write the Torah of the get on the on davar mechubar shema gzeira shema yachtom. But if you did, if ksav al Torah utlashu v'chasam v'nas no kasher, it'd still be kasher b'dieved because the main part of the get, according to Rav Meir, is the chasimos. So only on the deraisa level, the only thing that has to be done when the get is separated is the chasimos. So you could write it on a pad of paper, rip it off, have it signed, and it would be good. You shouldn't do that because we're worried that you'll end up signing it when it's still attached. But the Mishnah has been de'eved, it would be okay. So two ways to read the Mishnah, whether you're going according to Rav Elazar or going according to Rav Meir.
Rav
Elazar, okay.
If the ikar is a mesira, so why do I?
But
he cares about
the ikar is the ikar, but because of the pasuk is going on the ksiva, not on the chasima. So you have to have the ksiva has to be done appropriately. Oh. What?
That's
what he said, according to Rav Elazar.
He needs both. He needs Masira, that's the Ikar, and the Ksiva.
The Masira is the one that has to. Wait, the words Vikasa, so all the rules that go with the Ksiva, yeah. According to Rav Elazar, apply to the actual writing of the get. According to Rav Meir, they apply to Kasimas. That's what we read in Rashi.
Right.
Rashi says, right, Rav Elazar, he, again, Masnisin, the boy Ksiva Batalish. Our mission that requires that the writing has to be when it's separated. The Darish Vikasav Dekra, he's Darish the words Vikasav, Aksav Haget, on the Ksav Haget, Velo Achasimus Eidim. And Rav Meir's Darish, it's on the Chasimus Eidim. Okay.
So we're saying that according to Rav Meir, you could use a fully attached thing as long as it's detached by the time of the Chasimus.
Correct.
Right.
You shouldn't, but if you did.
But if you did, it's
right. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Okay. Israel, became a